And welcome back to Mugs in the Morning here on KODY, 1240 AM and 106.1 FM. Changing gears here for a couple of minutes as we're talking the Buffalo Bill Rodeo. We have our rodeo clown in the studio, Justin Rumford, and we also have Zach Call, local bullfighter, joining us. Gentlemen, looks like you have the McDonald's coffee helping you out this morning.
Yeah, it's a beautiful morning right here in Nebraska. It's, 71 degrees. It's a beautiful morning to drink coffee and talk about the wonderful Buffalo Bill Rodeo with
absolutely
the most talkative bullfighter I've ever met, the pride of Nebraska, Zachary Call.
Have you guys worked together before?
Yes.
Yeah.
Just a few times.
Yeah.
I can tell just a few times.
People think we're brothers, but we're not related.
Zach, are you going to take that?
Well, the first rodeo I ever worked with Justin, I was just starting out, a young rookie, and it was at Denver at the freestyle.
Oh, yeah.
And he walks in the locker room and was, if anybody burns my barrel tonight, we're fighting afterward. I'm like, okay.
We've been besties ever since. I just had to threaten to beat him up one time.
Quite the impression
yeah,
you made, sir.
That's what I do. I feel good about it.
Justin, have you been to the Buffalo Bill Rodeo before?
Yeah, this is actually my third time. I was here in 2014 and 15, and then I took on the college national finals in Casper, Wyoming, and I've had it since 2015. And while I do love Casper, I've always said, before I get done, and I don't know how long I'm going to do this, I want to come back to North Platte. So they let me out of my contract for 1 year, and which was last year.
Okay.
And then everything happened, and so that didn't get to happen. But we're here this year, and what a great place. Beautiful, top-notch facility.
It is.
Of all the places that we travel, you just can't beat North Platte's setup for not only the livestock, but the people and the VIP and the covered stands and the it's top-notch, so just good to be back one more time here in North Platte.
And we're glad to have you. Can you tell us a little bit about your act?
Well, you know, I got a lot of different things. I don't really have an act in the arena, just kind of me hanging out and talking. But
do you wing it a little bit?
Oh, yeah, I don't plan anything.
I could tell last night that you're one of those guys that kind of wait to see how the crowd feels. You feel
yeah,
like a little bit.
Yeah, and, like, I didn't get to do an act last night because, you know, we're so time-constricted,
sure,
you know. But tonight we are doing a tribute to American Paris figure skating.
Oh.
Yeah.
This will be interesting,
and
Zach.
Tomorrow night, we actually have the mom scramble. So for all the fun moms at the rodeo, give a chance to win $100. So just for the fun moms. You got to be a fun mom.
Only for the fun moms.
They get to come into the arena.
Oh.
And then Saturday night, we are going to feature the dancing grandmas.
The dancing grandmas.
Yeah. So
hey, I like it.
The fun grandmas in the stands get to actually come into the arena and have a dance-off with a special guest, which is not me or Zach or Weston.
The special guest is to be determined, huh?
Well, no, he's determined, but
To be announced, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. So a lot of fun stuff coming up this week. Of course, we have our specialty act is the man who won the Go Big Show, Tomas Garcia Lozo, the Charo, and his 5 or 6 year old son, Louie, who is just a cool little dude. So, I mean, if you look at everybody's here, Zach Call, of course, one of the top bullfighters in the BFO.
Weston, local cowboy, too.
From the Brat, yeah, and an actual cowboy, not just a bullfighter. Wes Rakowski, 3-time world champion. Randy Corley, Hall of Fame announcer. Benny Butler, Hall of Fame stock contractor.
Cadillac of stock contractors.
Yeah, so, like, if you look at the everyone we have here, Real Screen Video, which is the top in video replay, like, it's just, there's not really a weak link at all.
No, not at all. Not at all. Zach, what are you most excited about here for the Buffalo Bill Rodeo once again? This is your hometown rodeo in a lot of ways, and hey, this year, you're able to have fan participation and fan attendance every night of the rodeo, unlike last year.
Yeah, it was a little weird last year not having a crowd up there, but and I'm just glad to be back here. It's cool to come fight close to home, and my family and everybody can come see me. And growing up watching this rodeo, it was really a dream come true to get to fight it.
Sure. And what's it like working with Justin, the funny man in the barrel?
It's he's a lot nicer than he was the first time I met him.
Yeah.
You don't threaten to fight before every rodeo, Justin?
Well, the only reason I threaten, because if anybody who's ever been to a Butler rodeo knows, we always fight a bull at the end of the rodeo.
Yeah.
And being in the barrel, you have to actually really have some trust with your bullfighter, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because the barrel, it's very safe except for the two ends that are not covered. the top into the bottom. And so if you have a bullfighter that doesn't really care, they can wreck out a barrel man in a hurry. And that's why I appreciate Weston and Zach. You know, they'll keep the old door closed, is what we call it. And you know, last night those guys are so good. Hey, okay, stay down. He's 10 foot away, 5 foot away. Here he comes. You know, so we have better. I feel like that I've got better, you know, communication now. But like in the working those fighting bulls with young kids, they don't really care about the barrel man a lot because they don't know.
No, they'll leave him hang. I've seen him leave guys upside down several times.
Ooh.
I usually get out a little bit mad when that happens, but
understandably so.
So I just start off mad and then hopefully end up happy.
That's the goal, right?
Yeah, but now these guys are also good now and they take care of me in the barrel and that is one thing that I'm not a big fan of the barrel, to tell you the truth. It's not probably my favorite thing to be getting smoked because by bulls, because I don't care how tough you are, when you go from sitting still to moving about 35 miles an hour within a tenth of a second, makes your
little
neck
whiplash.
A little sore. Yeah, but you know,
and not to mention, yeah, these are major bulls we're talking about behind the force.
Yeah, we have that bull last night. He was probably 1400. I mean,
yeah, he was well sized and taking care of Justin Deal. Like, I've been saved several times by barrel men when a bull had me lined out or something, and they pack it in.
Even last year, your barrel man, I think, brought the bull away from you. I think it was last year.
Yep.
We had you talk about that a little bit.
Yeah,
so.
I got lined out a little bit, and he moved the barrel where I could get around it, and he saved me from taking a hook in, so.
Yep.
And barrel men will try harder to take care of their bullfighters when they're very nice to them.
Besties, as you dub.
Besties.
Now, Justin, we only have a few more minutes here, but tell us about your relationship with Randy Corley. Have you worked rodeos with Randy?
Oh,
before?
Man, I love Randy. Randy Corley is one of my favorite men in the whole rodeo in Nebraska. No, he's
a local cowboy, too. His roots, I don't know if you know this.
Oh, yeah.
His roots are right here on KODY, in fact.
Yeah.
He started here many moons ago.
Yeah, he's told me about that, and I've got to spend a ton of time with him. And when Hadley Barrett, one of the best dudes that I've ever met.
God rest his
soul. I loved Hadley, and when I first started clowning and being around, I was with, I had, the first time I was here was with Randy
and
Hadley.
Okay.
And they're so awesome. But I get to San Antonio, Austin, Texas, Puyallup, Washington, Phillipsburg, Kansas. Me and Corley, we get to work a bunch together. Prescott, Arizona, and I love to mess with Corley. I love to mess with every chance I get. I try to get him in a jam, and he truly is. He's so good because he doesn't have to scream. You know, he just, the way he talks is just...
His delivery, it's so smooth.
And he's a cool guy.
Yeah,
he's a guy that you want to be around, and so
he's a guy you could sit back and toss a few beers back with.
Yeah, and I have. Well, actually, glasses of wine. Yeah, so
very sophisticated.
Yeah, Randy Corley loves to drink wine, and he's a pretty mediocre golfer.
And now I'm interviewing him later today, so I'll ask him and say, hey,
but.
Maybe we ought to get him out on the golf course. Maybe we could do a little live out there on the golf course.
Well,
the final word, huh?
Well, yeah, he'll probably beat me on that. He's a little bit with words, but you know, he's what a career he's had from everything he's got to do, the rodeos he's done, and the people he's met. You know, that's at the end of the day, nobody's going to remember how much money you make, but the connections and the friendships is what we get to take out of rodeo. And Randy Corley is definitely a gold buckle person in
absolutely
my heart, for
he's
sure.
World class, that's for sure. Guys, we do need to wrap up. Anything else that either one of you'd like to add?
Zach?
See you at the rodeo tonight.
Yeah, encourage folks, make it on out. Still have three more performances. The both of you will be there for all of them. Encourage folks to come on out.
Yeah, it, like we said earlier, great stock. We have top cowboys. Every top cowboy in America is going to be through here.
Yep.
I think I counted 43 world champions total.
Oh, my goodness.
And this year, due to the women's breakaway roping, which not had in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And so 8 o'clock nightly, it's when the sun's going down, the party's going to start.
Time.
Huge beer gardens, cool vendors out front, food trucks. We've got 14 rodeo queens here from all across the United States. You can meet them at 7 o'clock before the rodeo, and Zach and Weston and myself will be out there. So autographs out front, free autographs before.
Little selfies, yeah. Too, possibly.
Bring your phone. We'll bust a selfie. So a lot to do, a lot of different things. So something for everybody.
Absolutely. Gentlemen, we appreciate the time. Glad to have you here in North Platte for the Buffalo Bill Rodeo. Look forward to seeing you the next three nights.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. More coming up on Mugs in the Morning after a quick break on KODY.